Louis liked to display his power. After winning a war against Spain, he celebrated with a huge party in the gardens of Versailles. It was also a chance for the king to show off the woman who had now replaced Louise as his favorite mistress. Her name was Madame de Montespan, and she was one of the most beautiful women in France.
Madame, Madame, le roi s'inquiète de ne pas vous voir encore à ses côtés.
Je ne saurais me présenter décoiffée devant sa majesté.
Et puis un peu d'attente, ça me fera encore plus désirer.
Montespan is such an attractive figure, I think. She was a tremendous goer. She loved everything to do with pleasure. She loved jewels. She liked marvelous clothes. She liked food, flowers, gardening. And above all, she liked sex, you see. And he did too. So he found absolutely the right maitre en titre for him. And she knew about having wonderful feasts and about having entertainments. So she was exactly the kind of person Louis envisaged as being suitable. Same time, she was so beautiful that ambassadors thought she contributed to the legend of the Sun King.
The Sun King's festivities were about more than pleasure. They had real political significance. Louis was slowly turning his new palace into the most important and the most fashionable seat of power in Europe.
The parties at Versailles, they've been described as pagan masses. Fireworks, rides along the canal in gondolas, balls for 3,000 people under the stars, plays, ballets with 100 dancers by Lully, everything you could possibly imagine all at once in this tremendous circus of celebration for the king. The great parties were intended to show the nobility and the rest of Europe how powerful the King of France was, what wonderful artists he had, what wonderful musicians, how superior his court and his culture were to every other court and culture in Europe.